for a sign. I'm looking for the treason that I knew in 65. Beware the savage yore of 1984. Conceit, conceit, remember me.
They have an all-night movie roll. You said it would last, but I guess we enrolled
in 1984.
Afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Friday, 12th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And, well, we are in the process of forming a roundtable panel here. I believe we have Robbie in Florida here with us today. Robbie, hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Great, you great. Me? Hey. Yeah, I hear you. Hear you just fine. Yeah, how was your week? So far,
pretty good.
Excellent.
I'm glad to hear everything going good with you. I've been listening to your show. It's
as good as all things. Well, thanks. I mean, all things considered, you know, things are pretty good. But you know, some things come up, and you kind of have to deal with them. But no, I mean, all around, it's been a good spring so far. I can't really complain. So I believe we have Andy joining us. Andy in Texas. Andy, are you with us? Okay, we don't have Andy. All right. And so we had a couple others to join, and I don't know, so far we're not hearing from them. So I guess this is just an interview with you today, Robbie. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think I sent you some pictures of that rocket radio, the last guy you had on, I think James in Toronto or somewhere, kind of guy in Canada.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah, I sent you. That's pretty interesting. I remember seeing one of those when I was a kid. Graphene thing there, yeah. I never looked at the inside of one, but my friend had one of those little radios. And I wondered then, I said, how does this work? And they had one that worked off a crystal, but I think that one he's talking about had a crystal too, but it had graphene was picking up the radio frequencies. Because I remember it had one little air bud that you put in there.
Okay, I believe we have Andy joining us as well now. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. I'm sorry I was late. A little work thing.
Oh, no. Good. It's, just a part of life. We try to multitask and juggle a lot of these things. And Fridays can be busy with everyone in our lives, make it a little more complicated. Well, we'll see.
Getting ready for the weekend.
Exactly. And we'll see who else joins in here. But we have you, Andy, and we have Robbie in Florida. So Robbie, yeah, that fascinates me that it didn't require power. Is that what James was mentioning? Is that right?
Right. Anyone can look it up. It's called a rocket radio, and they still sell them. You can buy one. They come from Japan. It was a Japanese thing. They sent them over here in the 50s, and they were $50 back in the 50s for these things. I remember my friend, his dad had one. We were camping out. He had it in his tent, and I went over there one day, and he camped out, and I can remember that thing now, and it had one little earbud in it, and I think he grounded. He put a wire to, I think, part of the tent or some metal, and he was picking up radio frequencies, picking up radio stations. There were all kinds of different stations, people speaking in Spanish and all kinds of stuff. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, indeed. And so, you know, I mean, I kind of like with the roundtables to hear what sort of topics are on panelists' minds. And so today I'd like to do a bit of that. Incorporated. Maybe go to Andy first. You know, Andy, I mean, what topic do you find is most pressing on your, on your mind you'd like to address here?
Well,
yeah. Andy, we just lost you for a second. I'm not hearing you now.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Okay, you're back.
All right. Okay, so yeah, no, depopulation is number one on my mind. And it's not so much for me. I don't care. I've lived enough life. You know, I'm ready to go and stuff. But we've all produced lives, you know, after us and whatnot, and we want to leave this world in a spot where we can, you know, actually have a life. But that's not where we're being pushed to. They're not depopulating us just so that we're gone. They're depopulating us so, and they've already started in the schools. They're depopulating us simply because they want to teach these people to think the way they think.
And I see we have another panelist who's joined us now, Stephen Douglas Whitener, with a grand entrance.
I apologize.
Hey, Stephen.
Yeah, Howdy. Thanks for letting me join you guys. I'm sorry to be late. I was taking care of a little household emergency there. The wind's really whooping in Dark Corner today. It's blowing siding off of the roof, so I had to go hammer that back down. And anyway, Andy, I heard Andy's voice when I came on. And Richard, thanks again for having me.
Yeah, we have Andy in Texas. We have Robbie in Florida as well.
Howdy, and Robbie. Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I asked
good to hear you guys.
Andy what the most pressing issue on his mind. He mentioned the depopulation agenda, Stephen. Could you add to that? We actually have some good stories on that at RBN right now from what I'm hearing from the management. So, yeah, you folks might want to check out some of the articles we have posted there. Andy, but continue with your line of thought there.
Well, I mean, when it comes to depopulation, you got to look at several different modules in which they're using, you know, from the food, the air, the water and stuff. And we can say that right off our tongue like it's just a brush mark and stuff. But those are very important things, food, air and water. Those are very important things, and people are misleading on this stuff. I mean, you go to the store, nobody's reading a label anymore. And who knows if the label is real or not when you read it. It doesn't matter anymore. These guys are like 1, 2, 3, kill them. And that's where we're at in this world. They don't care. Look what they just did to North Texas. They just blew up all these farms and stuff. And now what I'm hearing, and I saw a video of this, the tractors, they're not just plowing down all the burnt stuff in the northern Texas panhandle there. They're actually tilling down all the farmland and stuff, too. They're just destroying it. And these people are doing this for a paycheck. They don't realize what they're doing to the world. They're just doing it for a paycheck. This is interesting, fellas.
Well, Robbie, here, let me toss it to you.
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him 100%. And from hearing him last night talking, he was talking about why are we here and things like that, and, you know, being real philosophical. And I wish I could have talked. Well, I could have talked to him. I'd tell him now we're here, I believe, to find our bliss. And to, it's like a school. I mean, life is like a school. We're here in this mess and this part of the, you know, in time with all this evil, and everything is just really, looks really bad. We got to try to stay positive and, you know, try to find your bliss. I heard that before by a guy, what was the name? Joseph Campbell. If you ever listen to him, watch any of his videos, and he was like into Nietzsche and people like that. But you got to just make the best of it, man. I mean, you know, I think about it every day. I got friends dying of cancer from this jab. I, you know, I'm putting it out there. I'm showing everybody on my phone. This is really crazy, this phenomenon with the Bluetooth. It ain't a phenomenon, the Bluetooth thing. I still do experiments with that every day. And nothing really changes. You're around people who are vaccinated. It shows up on your phone. And I've done every test you could do. Where's that getting me? I don't know, but a lot of people don't know about it, so I'm sharing that with people, and I post things on the internet, too, that would probably be real offensive to Ron DeSantis about, you know, what they're doing to the Palestinians. I have Palestinian friends I've seen today. I've got some who live right here in town. I've always known a few Palestinians, even living in Tampa. Really nice people. But that's where I'm at, and, you know, I feel like you do, Andy. You know, I think about what they're doing to everybody every day. They're killing us. The real war is on us, you know. And how you were talking about Iran hasn't done anything. Why haven't they done anything? They've been talking about a war with Iran since I was since I was 15 years old. I mean, you guys can take it from there.
Stephen?
Come on, boomer mute. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Having trouble getting the mute off. Yeah, I heard today that Iran hadn't started an aggressive war in a long time. You know, being slower to war is usually a wise thing, especially with these people when all they do is make war by way of deception, too. But I agree with both what you guys were saying. They're in the middle of this depopulation thing, and I think it's going to ramp up along the lines of a lot more war. That's what the is planned by the powers that should not be. I mean, I think you're both right about that. And I was, you know, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I was up hammering down a siding on the roof. Let me toss it back to you. Let me catch my breath, and I'll come back again.
Andy.
Well, I mean, when it comes to the control in this world, nobody sitting here right now has any idea exactly how they've controlled this. But we do have a good idea that they have been controlling us. And it comes through the TV. Everything that's going on right now, your internet, the TV and stuff, they're steering you in a certain direction. And so we're following it. Because that's the majority of us. I say we. I'm not including people who can see above and beyond, you know, what we is. But people are being, they're following. They're just going in the direction in which these people want us to go. And it's just wonderful for them. It's everything for them. And I think they might be a little complacent about it because it's going too well for them. And I think there is a spot somewhere along the line here, you know, I don't know, in Hunger Games, they found a way to get around that, and they found their way out and stuff. And I'm not, you know, a movie? Yeah, right. I want to be a superhero. But the thing is that there is a human factor here. And you know what? We did have people like Edison. We did have people like Tesla. We had people who had brilliant minds, and I still think we have brilliant minds in this world right now. People that have just yet to open their minds up. And I think maybe somehow we can hold these guys off for a while, that we can create our own little world.
Well, yeah, no, I agree that is probably the best solution, is for us to create our own local communities, you know, and just basically the best revenge is living well, as they say, right? And that could apply to a lot of these global agendas for sure. And we had some tech difficulties at the start, quite a few with getting everyone on here, so I apologize to you folks. I do want to remind everyone to please support RBN and to keep all of the switches and gears operable. And, you know, make sure we can keep everything functioning, keep the station alive, keep the staff fed and housed to bring this to you. And again, yeah, check out the website for some actual similar content, this whole depopulation thing. I want to toss it back to Robbie, but I see we're just about on the break here. I don't know, are we... Yeah, okay, we'll be right back.
I got an argon accumulator, and it makes me feel greater. I'll see you sometime later, when I'm through with my accumulator. It's no social integrator, so one man isolator.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Folks, beyond the official narrative and past the technical difficulties here on Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm your host, Richard Carey, and we have Robbie in Florida, Stephen Douglas Weitner, and Andy in Texas. And Robbie, I like how much you've been firsthand, studying this Bluetooth mRNA phenomenon, basically, and confirming firsthand, ongoing. I mean, so you think that is one of the current mechanisms for depopulation? You're pretty convinced of that.
Yes, I am. And what I wonder is it too late to let people know? Maybe they can get. 'Cause I got a friend of mine telling, like, get some zeolite, get some charcoal. Just something to try to get it out of your body, maybe. I have a friend of mine, a bass player. He's Mexican, and he went to three different hospitals, three different doctors. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He thought he had Lyme disease or something, and he's never been up north. We don't have it here. And they didn't know. So he went to a holistic lady, and he told me, she did some weird stuff, like had a Tesla coil out and all this, weird stuff. And gave him some colloidal silver, which I make that too, and some other things. And when I tested him, I wouldn't pick him up, really. I mean, I pick, because where I'm at now, there's people living in these apartments and this thing. I'm starting to pick people up from far away. Well, not too far away, but you get like a low reading when you're around other people. They're a little ways off. But anyway, football field or so. But last time he was over here, I did all kinds of things. I wasn't picking him up, so maybe he took something and might have, I don't know. I'm kind of hoping that. But then sometimes it's weird. If my phone's not charged all the way, or sometimes I do get different readings, And if I'm with a bunch of people who are vaxxed, all of them show up. It's like all their antennas get going, It's weird. This one guy I take care of every day, I get different readings from him if I'm in a house. If I take him outside, I always get a real strong reading on him, but.
I wonder if these gentlemen have some questions for you. Stephen, let's go to you first.
Now, you say you pick the bass players up sometimes and sometimes you don't. Is that what you were saying? That I've got one of these apps here that's a Bluetooth, but I don't think I'm using the same one as you. Find My Bluetooth is what it's called. And I got it to test one person that I knew was vaxxed, and this must be a different. It's a Android Google Play app, though.
That's what I've got, and this one is called. It's an abbreviation. It's A. It's different than the rest of them. There's about four or five of them. This is the best one I found, and I should write it down what it is. But it's an app. I could give it to. I shouldn't have the name of it. I can try to pull it up. I don't want to lose you here. But it's
an acronym, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't even say it on the app. It's ARK something like that. And I think it might be some of them people who made the Bluetooth documentary. I think the guy, because it has a guy's name, I think it's Hispanic or whatever. But it's not, nothing written in Spanish on it, but the guy's name is on it. The guy who made it. I can't pull it up without going to the PlayStation, the Play Store, and looking it up. But I can send it to Richard, and then he can send it to you. I've sent it to Richard already.
Okay, sure. There's something ARC here is a different thing that it was. That's like a game or something. So yeah, I had it in, searched ARC and Bluetooth on the Play Store, but I didn't see that one. But
hang on, maybe I can get it here. I'm trying to do this. I don't like to do it when I don't want to lose your connection. It's, which one is it called? Oh, here it is right here. I got it. It's called, Edgar Garcia made it. It's Edgar Garcia Lebea. The name of it, it just says Bluetooth signal meter, and it doesn't say until I pull it up. It has a name. Just look for that name next to it. Oh, it doesn't really have a name. That's what's really weird about it. But this guy made it anyway. If you go through the bottom, it's near the bottom. I'm in the Play Store.
And Edgar Garcia. Yes, I do see that. Yes.
Get that one. That is a very good one. I've tried the other ones, and they do work. They do work. But this one here I find works the best. And sometimes it's really weird. I mean, it depends on the environment you're in. And sometimes I get a reading. This 98-year-old man I know that I take care of during the daytime, sometimes I don't really get a good reading. But then when his grandson comes over, he's vaxxed. Boom. It's like they both come up real strong, you know? But I know it works. It does, because I test myself every day and my girlfriend to make sure we don't have anything. But we're completely fine right here in my house where I'm at. I walk out a little bit further. I pick up neighbors. I pick up people a little bit further away. When this first started working on my phone, I didn't really pick up people that far away. But now I am, for some reason. But,
interesting. Well, here, I hear the break music. We'll hear from Andy. Hear what sort of questions he might have for you on this on the other side. Stick around, folks.
Long, so nebulistic, maniacal in the dark.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with our roundtable panel for this evening. We have Andy in Texas, Robbie in Florida, and Stephen Douglas Whitener in South Carolina, I should add. And, well, Andy, what sort of questions about, you know, this, well, it's in developer mode, this Android app. And, you know, catching these signals. I'm curious if anyone is, thinks they know what substance in the mRNA shot is allowing for this to be possible. Is it the graphene we always hear about? But, Andy, what sort of questions might you have for Robbie?
Well, okay, so first off, I would say that some of these, you know, people have been around to these graveyards and stuff and did their little Bluetooth stuff and picked up signals. Now, are these people? I don't know. But no, Robbie, my question to you would be, so doing the corridor of Florida there and stuff, obviously, you probably traveled a lot, right? Up and down the corridor?
No, not too much. I've been close to Miami one time. I don't really want to go down there, but I can go to the Keys. But
okay,
no, I've been right here.
So you've never lost a cell phone signal going between one point and the other? You've always had a cell phone signal?
Oh, no. There's places that aren't that far from here where I live at. Actually, and it's crazy, a friend of mine lives on this road called River Road, and it goes just in Pasco County, and it's not far from other cell towers. And I lose signals over there, and he doesn't. He raises hell with Verizon because he has to walk out in his yard. But that's crazy because there's a cell tower down the road with a bunch of those refrigerators hanging on it. And they just put it up, and he still gets a bad signal. So that's really weird. And you know what? I pick him up really good at his house because there's nothing out there. And I take him out in the yard, and boom, he fires up on here, you know, comes up.
Okay.
I would like everyone to just get this app and do their own experiment and let the word get out. I don't hear enough people talking about this. I just be curious as to see if we can get it out of your body. I mean, if someone's had it in there for 2 years, like my neighbor's dying of bone cancer. Fine. She's rapidly dying of bone cancer. It's ripping me apart. All this stuff is, I know other people who are sick. My other neighbor over here, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just go on to.
Well, hey, no. Hey, Robbie, I'm sorry, man. Didn't mean to bring up some bad feelings there, but on the same token, we're looking at, yeah, so you did find this stuff outside of the city and stuff. So now we have to look at 5G. We have to look at 5G. Is it actually a phone mechanism, or is it an actual weapon they've been setting up throughout the entire country right now? They've got us believing that this is to make our phones work better, but it's emitting radiation. You go near a damn cell tower and whatnot, the radiation's off the charts. You're not even supposed to be beyond point, and now this stuff's coming up 26 points, 28 points, 281 points. Some of these places, it's all emitting radiation and stuff. And so is it really for the 5G, the fifth generation of phones, or is it actually a tool? And if you look back, you'll see that in the military, they have their old military films and stuff, and they had what they called the 5G weapon. And that weapon shot some waves at you that burned you. You had to run. And they did that in Australia during COVID. These people were protesting. They're in this park, and they set it up on the Capitol building, and they shot this stuff on. And these people got fried. And some of them couldn't even hold down water. Every time they took a drink of water, they'd throw it back up. This is crazy stuff that's going on. So I guess the bottom line here is, what are we up against?
I think it's another form of a... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Robbie.
I think it's another form of a directed energy weapon, but it's directed at all of us. I think that these things are just what they are. They're lasers, and they're ready to fry us. I've seen some videos, and I was skeptical at first. There's some videos out there of people who, most of them are in Asian countries, and they're like doing this, they call it a death twirl. If you look it up, they're turning in their head, and like something's coming after them, and they roll over. One lady fell on a railroad track or a subway track. Now, is it real? I mean, AI can do anything. I don't know. But I've seen some of these videos, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's some guy. They're testing these people to see, you know, how quick they can kill everybody. You know what I mean? They're going to do it to everybody eventually. You know, someone's walking around with some kind of a device. I don't know. It might sound crazy, but then 30 years ago, we didn't think we'd have a cell phone in our hand either. You know, like the ones we got now. I mean, what kind of technology they have? This is probably little kid stuff compared to what they could do. We know they got directed energy weapons. They got weather weapons. Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, they look at us like bugs, too. You know, they want you to eat bugs, and you are a bug, and you in their food supply, these powers that should not be. And, you know, it can get overwhelming. I definitely wish I'd never taken those vaccines. That I never took the COVID, but I took an H1N1 back. That PSYOP was going on. And I believe that they definitely, yeah, I mean, I noticed that right after I took these in transfections, they're transfections of poison. They're not it. They don't act on your immune system. They don't give you any kind of immunity. That's a lie. Had their transfections of poisons in your muscles. Makes no sense at all biologically or scientifically, unsound 100%. And I argue that, okay, they'll never prove, I don't see how they can prove that wrong. That's all that is. There's no way that it's, they got the fantasies about it. Oh, they think they're going to turn you into a Borg and a super soldier and all that. They have these Frankenstein fantasies that they entertain, but you know, but where are they? Okay, they're not. Where's the soldier with the hawk's eyes and all the other things that they said that we're going to do once we get once we know the genome? They said it'll be, you know, piece of cake from there on, and the mRNA would be their knife, you know, their scalpel to whittle us down into whatever they wanted. And I don't see it happening. You know, they're definitely not doing it to improve people if they have that technology. And I think they lie, period, all the time. They lie about it, and I wish I'd never taken those. I've had a lot better health and a lot better results from doing my own stuff and, like you said, reading the label and not eating poison, because there is poison in the food, tons of it. And even when I would read, I stopped eating certain things over time. It took me a long time to where I just had to become fanatical about it, you know. I will, very once in a while, go to a restaurant, and I can't resist when Wendy bakes a whiskey cake. Okay, I'm going to have some of that, but no meat and dairy for me for a long time. And I don't eat any processed, pretty much anything. Nothing comes in a box. It's just an industrial product masquerading as food. And once I did that, that change was, it was big time. You know, I'm amazed at the results I got from doing those things. And so we're being poisoned. We're being tried to drive us to extinction, especially doing it to the kids now in trying to get them not to reproduce at all. They're trying to kill off that one generation. They do away with one generation, and, you know, then their depop is done, at least for the
Well, what about white, all the attacks, you know, on the
– Go ahead.
Stephen, what about all the attacks on the food plants, paying farmers not to crop? Then we've been hearing predictions of coming food shortages for Europe and the U.S., and, you know, this is starting to be the season where it would come home to roost, basically, you know, that we'd see these shortages appear. I mean, some items, they're having other pandemic claims that are driving up the prices as well, like dairy because of the this new bird flu claim.
Yep.
Like eggs and other dairy, but eggs for a lot of reasons the last few years, ever since the money printers of the COVID relief, right? But
exactly.
Do you see food shortages coming to a crescendo in the near future?
I think that's what they want to do. They've been wargaming it just like they did the plandemic scenario with event 201, whatever, 21, whatever it was. You know, it had the globe in the middle, so some people said 201 and some 21. I don't know, but they wargamed all that stuff out at Pfizer, and then they've been wargaming food shortages and all kinds of other things. One was the AI interference with the election and throwing it into a civil war. They've done that several elections running, I know.
Well, that was my other question.
Ahead.
I mean, do you think they're going to do a type of PSYOP related to the November election? And what category, what agenda do you think it'll serve?
Well, either way we go, they're going to go stand side by side with Israel in this coming war. I mean, Stinky's getting desperate, you know. He got to try to start this war quick as he can. The Supreme Court in Israel, they ruled some – I don't have enough of the details in front of me to be, complete enough, but it has to do with the military draft and whether ultra-religious can or cannot be drafted. And some, you know, and it's along the lines of a subsidy that is or not coming, but it looks like the courts are ruling against that, and that will drop all of the right that the Likud nicks the right wing off of him, and he'll be in prison. So it's personal for him now, you know, however much he wants to crow about those shots with that fax and that syringe on his desk and stuff. And he's wiping Amalek out. Well, his time is short, okay, for that. So he's going to have to ramp things up as much as he can. That's what I think. So whatever it happens with the election, it's going to be along the lines of that. And whether they thought they escalate in the next little bit or not, you know, things sure do seem to be ramping up a lot here in the last week or two as far as the war goes. All war. The empire is teetering. Okay, right now, I think, and we don't realize it.
Robbie,
that's what I think.
And Robbie, what would you say? I mean, is there going to be a PSYOP this year? What sort of PSYOP related to the election, possibly, in some that it would serve?
Gosh, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I'm sure the election is not going to be here. We'll do something. Something big will happen. World War III, I don't know. We've been talking about that forever. I gave you my views on that. There's something strange about Iran, you know, a few years ago when they were going along with the COVID thing. I mean, they were saying there were hundreds of thousands of Iranians dead, and they were all having to bury all of them and cremate them, like they said, in China. And then here they said the hospitals were full of people here in Tampa. And there's people going around doing their own journalism, and people in the hospital going, "Are anybody here?" I mean, the TV lied about that, so Iran lied about their dead bodies. So, and then they got a lot of money. So there's something weird about them. Like I said before, I think whatever they do, if they do pull anything off, it will be a PSYOP, some sort of a PSYOP. They're might fire up some weather weapons. I'm sure we're probably going to get some hurricanes coming through here too. Down here in Florida, I'm sure. you know, I sound crazy, you know, but, well, not talking to you guys, but I mean, you should say that to other people. But.
Right. Andy, but, how about you, sir? What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, well, hey, I got a lot of thoughts on this. Let's go with this. you know, first and foremost, you got to realize that any and every election that we've had, probably since Kennedy, let's just go there. That might not be the stopping point or the beginning point. But these people have been appointed, and they're here. They're going to be here. And when we crossed that barrier of Y2K there, once we got to 2000, and these people scared the hell out of us with Y2K, oh, crap. Our computers are going to go whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is that once we got to that point, we were stuck on stupid, okay, because these people had everything in mind. And anybody and everybody who ever gets elected to office has a reason for being there. And we're in an agenda. Once we crossed that 2000 mark, we entered Agenda 21. And a lot of people thought it was Agenda 21 that year. Oh, everything's going to happen here. And then that stuff didn't happen. No, it was Agenda 21, 21st century. We've got this thing going on. We're going to do this. And there we go. We're in the middle of this stuff. And so now we're seeing all these people that are being elected to president. You know, Obama, where did he come from? Holy crap, he was a senator for like 2 years and he became a president, married to some guy. And they threw this in our face, all of this stuff. And then they gave us Donald Trump, the guy, you're fired. You're fired, you know? I mean, come on. They gave us all these comical people. And, you know, I think Don Knotts, if he's still alive, he might be the next president. Just come out of nowhere. That's just how weird that we are, the world that we live in right now. And we have to realize that these people have an agenda. There's no governments anymore in the entire world, in my opinion. There's no governments whatsoever at all. It's an agenda. And I said last night, Richard, I said last night that all these people that participated in this COVID-19 BS, they showed their ass. They showed that they were part of that big club that we're not in. They also showed, and a lot of these countries were in the United Nations. And currently, right now, what do we have? We have people who are in the United Nations. They're there for peace. And they're there for peace. And then all of a sudden, they're fighting each other. Go figure. All right. Commercial.
Well, yeah.
Sir, my message is simple. Naggers, Jews, homosexuals, Mexicans, Arabs, and all kinds of different chanks. Stay!
Hey, Robbie.
It's a man, baby.
Stop defaming me.
You think it's tough? You're about to get it.
On the lone highway.
On the lone highway.
On the lone highway.
Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior. And
need a little humor there.
That was right on time.
I think Mike would be a good host. You know, Mike hears more stuff than all of us. He's heard everything. He would be a great show host, probably, and when he does chime in sometimes, it's pretty entertaining. He can be good. I like his gold commercial. It sounds like a porno movie. You know, the music in it. Hey, you want to buy some gold? You want to buy some gold? I got some in my pocket.
No, Mike. Hey, you should have heard Mike.
Actual bumper.
You should have heard Mike with our boy at the end of the night. Our brother from another mother in Poland. What was his name?
V.
Yeah. So yeah. Mike.
Well, here it is.
Mike oftentimes jumped in there and had something to say. That was cool.
Stop
I really
defaming
liked
me.
That.
You think you're tough? You're about to get it.
We're just
not too bright,
him.
Folks. Not too bright.
Not too bright. There goes George Carlin.
I guess maybe we're skipping
the spring. Cool it with the anti-Semitic remark. Cool it with the anti-Semitic remark.
Anti-Semitic? Hey.
Does seem to be
I
the
love
case.
Jews. I like orange Jews, cranberry Jews, orange.
It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
Don't forget the grape juice. Don't forget the grape juice.
Grape juice. No. Yeah, I like grape juice.
Well, then I would add Putin to the list. You mentioned Iran, even Putin, you know, and they had their own Sputnik shots and all that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, it is a reason to suspect that, you know, that as much as there's legitimate beefs with all these countries, you know, the Ukrainian situation, obviously this base in Damascus is, it's not going to upset them. But, no, I mean, you make a good point. I mean, the COVID thing, that's one of the things that everyone has to be on board with. And, you know, it doesn't matter what side you say you're playing for. Robbie, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, it's like something is got to happen to trigger what they want, you know, to bring this in. Something, they know what they're going to do. We don't. We're sitting here waiting. Or maybe they don't. Somebody does, okay? Maybe not all of them do, but... By the way, George Carlin, I don't even like listening to him anymore. I heard a video of him talking about how he really felt about white people, how black people should be taking all their stuff back, and we chickens come to roost and all this crap. You know what? He's a race traitor. I don't even like to hear him. I hate to hear that guy's voice.
You think you're
about
to get it?
But anyway,
you think you're talking about to get it?
I agree with you on the Putin. I don't trust him at all. Every other word out of his mouth was Nazi, 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 Nazi. So, you know who's running him? You know he's just a McCarthy doll. You know, someone got a Jew there holding him up. He's a puppet, like the rest of them. I don't know.
And you ain't in it. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Mike is on the ground.
Steven?
I hate that
Steven.
Guy.
What would you like to ask?
Yeah, howdy. Well, as the traffic passes by, let me give a plug out for one of our sponsors, DixieRepublic.com. Next Saturday night, they're going to be a strong arm contest there, and they're going to start registering at 4. And now that you might be able to find some like minds there, too. Let me just throw that out there while I'm remembering it. It'll be next Saturday, 4/20/24, and it's like $40 entrance fee. I don't have the thing right in front of me, and then I think it's a $1,200 get prize, but I will have the flyer next time. I just was remembering that, y'all, thinking about this. It's a lot of fun, and I'm gonna have a lot of fun there too, y'all. So that just let me let you know where my head was, and I'll toss it back to you guys again.
Do I feel lucky? Do I feel lucky?
I must break you.
We on Breaker. No, okay. Well, yeah, hey, man. Yeah, so that I just came out for the fresh air. That's some good drops you were doing, man. That's pretty funny. Carlin, okay. Yeah, I don't know the particular clip you're talking about, but he got right close to the edge there at the end. It's almost – he was just about naming names and stuff before I don't know what happened to him eventually, but, you know, you get too close to this thing, and they don't – they really want you to shut up. Depending on what you're talking about. So with that, how about let me toss it back to you, Richard, for that.
Yes, well, I mean, it's just interesting, isn't it? You have all of these converging agendas right now. I mean, we have the economic, we have the food, we have this green agenda, which is making us more broke all the time as well. You know, especially in this Biden administration, people don't realize just how much punishing of anyone who isn't green, so-called green, and the money they've been throwing at these industries that are so non-profitable for their, their push toward us all getting off of these roads, right? Mostly it's to be for elite travel only.
Mm-hmm. They want you tagged. They want a shock collar on you. Yeah. 15 minute city, wherever. Don't go outside your zone, boy. Stay in your lane.
You are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue, these are people of modest means, continue to elect
rumors, government to do their thinking for them. That's what the people continue to do. And as long as they do that, then we will be governed by the masses. The remnant's going to be governed by the masses until they kill themselves off, each other off. That's the way it looks to me. And I'm just talking to the remnant, hoping y'all still going to be there. Y'all going to be there when this thing shakes out, because they sure do want to shake it up, it looks like, right now. I saw they were all of the saber rattling going on. It's ridiculous, man. It's never been like this before. I mean, you say it's like the Cuban Missile Crisis, this or that. It's never been like this before.
But we had this 50-year anniversary of what, the Six-Day War, right?
Yep.
So I mean, people are already forgetting how, you know, that plays into this. It wasn't a coincidence.
No way. And that happened right along the last currency transition, the birth of the petrodollar, basically, when the gold standard was saying, we ain't going to keep this charade up anymore. It's going to be based on debt and enforced by our military might, basically. And of course, they're funding the best enemies that money can buy all around the world at the same time. And that thing has pumped itself up until it's just all about to go boop. And I think that they always will say that it's going to, but this time, this is the bubble of all bubbles in a lot of ways. I don't know. Well, we're going to have a big shakeout.
We're jumping into the bottom of the hour. Okay, well, I'm not hearing music, but we'll be
7:58,
back, folks. Yeah, I look at the clock, and we'll be back in just a moment, folks. Stick around for hour two, and we will take calls.
Holy shit, Alan. I made it to hour two. Apparently, I'm in hour two.